Prior to acting on any legal matter, you should seek legal advice from a qualified legal attorney who can evaluate your situation and advise you accordingly.
Welcome to Your Partner in Law on Seattle's Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH. Your Partner in Law is brought to you in part by the law firm Gregorick & Associates PLLC. Charting your course to a secure future, Your Partner in Law starts now. Here's your host, Rick Gregorick.
Hey, good morning and welcome to Your Partner in Law. We're glad to be here with you. I kind of skated out last weekend, had some personal matters to take care of out on Puget Sound, so I thought that was important, but Ted and Scott did a great job of filling in, and we got Scott back again this weekend. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Rick.
Hey, we're all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed here, and we are live, and we are in the studio, and we are actually, well, we're going to wait for your phone calls until we, you know, really bring up the day's topic or something. Nah, just kidding. Hey, give us a call if you have any estate planning questions, elder law questions, maybe probate. Something we don't talk a whole lot about, doesn't get a lot of airtime, is maybe guardianships. And I know many of you have challenges there. And today we're going to talk about a couple of different topics, as we usually do. But one of the topics I wanted to talk about is planning for couples who are not married or in a registered domestic partnership.
One of my other favorite topics.
One of Scott's favorite topics. In other words, you're out there living together, you're cohabitors, and you are not married or in a registered domestic partnership, so you don't have a legal arrangement, so to speak. And I want to get into that because, you know, increasingly we're finding more and more folks living together for a variety of reasons and not marrying or registering. And it does create some unique situations, and certain questions arise. And as Scott's going to go over a little bit later in the show, kind of some of the problems that lead to really tearing families apart and litigation and unnecessary expenses. So,
yeah, this is a great topic because so many people think of these relationships being young people. But what we're experiencing is lots and lots of retirees that are living together unmarried.
Yeah, widows, widowers getting together.
Exactly.
So we'll my dad was one of these folks.
Yeah, you know, yeah, yeah. That's right. You've talked
after
to me about that.
You know, after mom passed away a few years, he and a lady friend developed a relationship. They decided not to get married, but had this very close relationship. And, you know, because I was great with it. It was great for companionship. And there's many reasons that people may not get married. In my dad's situation, if the gal was to get married, his lady friend, she would have lost a pension,
yep,
a rather significant pension. And so obviously this wouldn't even be practical to do that. And I think a lot of folks are in positions like that, where there could be, in some way, shape, or form, reduced benefits or something along those lines. Or, you know, they said, you know, I was married, did that once or twice or three times, perhaps. So interesting. So, you know, throughout the show, we're going to be talking a little bit about that. And I also wanted to tell everybody today that at last on RJGlegal.com, you can sign up today for Retirement Roundtable, which is coming up August 18th. Folks, this is our showcase event this year. It's August 18th. It's all day long, pretty much, from 9 to 2:30. That's Saturday, August 18th, Retirement Roundtable. You know, boy, even last year, the year before, we sell out every single solitary time. And I wanted to give the listeners today, all of you folks out there today, a bonus. Today, you can sign up for Retirement Roundtable absolutely free. Go to rjglegal.com.
Oh, wow.
And go to events and click on Retirement Roundtable. Hey, this is for your free admission, you get paid parking. You're going to get a gourmet box lunch. And that's just the candy. The benefit is you're going to get an entire day of estate planning classes covering finance and housing and reverse mortgages and long-term care insurance and all kinds of stuff, housing issues, all these issues we're going to be discussing, and we're going to talk about elder law, and we're going to talk about estate planning. So it's a, you know, it's kind of a mall of estate planning, if you will. It's a one-shop kind of place to get information.
Okay, so where do I go? If I want to go there?
If you want to go, you're going to just follow me Saturday morning. Okay. No, it's rjglegal.com. It'll be on Your Partner in Law next week, but this is a special for today. $0 to register for this event. Now, that's going to save you at least $25, maybe more, because this event does sell out. And, you know, I just like 200 of my favorite folks out there and our listeners out there. So I really want to encourage you to check that out. You know, we talk about Retirement Roundtable every year about this time, and the event is just great. I mean, we just get tremendous positive feedback from you folks. So here we are doing it again. That's going to be in Bellevue at Meidenbauer Center, Class A facility, Retirement Roundtable, August 18th. Sign up for free today at rjglegal.com. Just simply click on events. Now, Scott, while they're there clicking on events, we got a brand new website.
Yeah.
We've got a brand new website.
And it's been a long time since we fully revamped and updated it, and it's awesome.
And it's, you know, it's still a work in process, as these things always are. But I'm real excited about a couple of new things on the website that I wanted to make sure that everyone's aware of. And one of those is our brand new ongoing blog. Now, we've been blogging here for about 6 months, and it's going out to all the social media areas and that. But now we've got it on our website and make it real easy for you to read that. Or you can just click on a link and you'll get them automatically in your email every week. It's a really cool program. And it's a great way to stay up on a lot of current topics that surround estate planning, business law, real estate. We'll have articles, you know, blogs on reverse mortgages. I mean, just go in and look. There's over 100 of them there right now, and lots of great information. And the other area on the website that is really cool for you folks is there's two. One's called the Estate Planning Learning Center, and there you've got a series of articles. Let's say you're a trustee. And you go, I wonder what I have to do. Well, you can click right here, and right there is an article on understanding the duties and responsibilities of a trustee. Funding of trust, whether it's a living trust or any other type of trust. Funding is this process, Scott, as we know, of transferring assets from our individual name into the name of the trust.
Fill in the bucket up.
Well, it's a confusing process. Well, we've got something there to help you kind of guide your way through that a little bit more smoothly. And then we also have what I call the Estate Planning Library. And this is a growing series of articles on just a variety of topics. So I want you to, you know, go check that out. It talks about, you know, giving assets to your children. How can you prevent your children from fighting over your belongings after you die?
One of my favorite topics.
You know, and making lifetime gifts, some of the benefits and perils about that. So lots of stuff to check out. And these are all, you know, really important topics that all of us have to address as we go through our life. And so they're there for you. And we just really strive very hard to help provide you the information such you can make wise, informed decisions. In other words, get educated about this stuff. If you don't, ouch, you're going to kind of fall behind, and we certainly don't want that.
And isn't that what our show is all about? And I mean, isn't Retirement Roundtable, isn't that what it's all about, is getting information out there so people know the information and can start making really good decisions that they need to make?
You know, that's the whole thing. You know, without that information, it's really difficult. Scott, even when we work with clients at the office, it's such a difference when people who have come to our events, listen to the show on a regular basis, they're far better educated. And by being better educated, it doesn't mean you're smarter or anything like that. Being better educated means you know how to ask the right questions such that you get the answers that are specific to you. And, you know, events like Retirement Roundtable are fantastic. We had one of our, you know, modest events here last week, Retirement Freedom. It's just a small class. The small classes we usually have about 30 people at, and we do those, you know, periodically. And it's really great when you get as much interest as people have throughout the presentations, through their questions, their comments, and then the feedback they get to us. Because we ask you all when, you know, we do these events, you know, hey, tell us how we did. Because we know that no matter what, we can always do a better job next time. Well, and we want to grow.
And I just think that so many people, you know, they lack that kick to get going. And we call that planning procrastination.
We're paralysis. Planning paralysis.
I like to call it procrastination, but it is paralysis. But you know, you need that kick and you need to get going. But what I think that people sometimes are just so surprised by is that the situation that they're in can really result in all kinds of problems. I mean, I was sitting with a couple earlier this week, and I'm like, you got your planning in place? And they're like, no. And then I started asking questions, and you could just see it in their faces that they needed to do some planning. They knew that they needed to do some planning, and they started to like kind of understand and realize the potential problems down the road if they didn't get their planning done.
You know, and that's what it's all about, is planning is looking forward and answering the what-if questions. What if I'm in a car wreck? What if I get one of the dreaded diseases? What if I die prematurely? What will happen to my family, my spouse, my children, my grandchildren,
my business?
Mm-hmm. You know, all these what ifs, they're frightening to answer, folks. I know I have to answer them for myself. It's really hard. But that's what we're here to help be your guide through this process. Hey, folks, we're going to take your calls live in studio this morning at 888-973-5476. That'll get you live on air, 888-973-5476. And when we return, I've got a quiz question for all of you, because I'm really interested in finding out your opinions. Your Partner in Law. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's John Curley, and I'm here with Rick Regrick, host of Your Partner in Law. You're listening to it right now. And Rick, after attending a few of your events, while I was just so impressed with how much I learned and the detail and the importance of all the information that you provide.
Well, you know, John, thank you very much for that. You know exactly why we do this. We've talked a lot about it. My own personal experiences really put me into this business. And what I've learned over the years is through proper education, developing the proper life plan for you is absolutely crucial. Regardless of your wealth or lack thereof, you need to have a life plan in place to protect you, your loved ones, and your assets in the event of your disability or following your death.
You absolutely do, Rick. And hey, if you're interested in attending one of Rick's events, go to yourpartnerinlaw.com or just schedule a complimentary consultation with Rick, and he'll take the time to go through everything with you and recommend the best plan for you and your family. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Hey, it's Dory Monson. I'm here with Brian Ott, host of Long-Term Care Radio right here on Cairo every Saturday at 7. And Brian, before signing up for a plan, I attended one of your classes with my wife, learned how passionate you are about what you do and how you love to teach people about the importance of long-term care planning.
You know, I really do love educating people, Dory.
Now, why is that?
Well, someone took the time to educate my grandmother about long-term care, which meant she got the level of care she deserved, but it also meant my mom didn't have to give up her life to be a caregiver. You know, Dory, it taught me firsthand that long-term care planning protects you and the people you care about most.
Yeah, that's exactly why my wife and I put a plan in place with Brian and why I recommend you do the same. Start by joining Brian at his next long-term care planning class and learn about the most innovative plans available, like the one I got. It's going to pay me back whether I use it or not. Don't miss Brian's next class. It's Thursday, July 19th at 7 p.m. in Bellevue. There are only a few seats left, so sign up today at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
Retirement. What does it mean to you? Has it changed as a result of today's economy? Are you worried about your future? Could there be stormy seas ahead?
Hi, this is Rick Regrick, founder of Regrick & Associates. We're a dedicated team of legal and tax professionals that can help you navigate your course for a secure future. Whether you're just thinking about your retirement or you're well into your retirement years, whether you're single, married, or involved in a domestic partnership, we can help you create your necessary legal and tax planning.
I am so glad I found one firm that can help me with all my legal and tax needs.
Call today for your free consultation. 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450.
You can also sign up for a partner-in-law event. Just go to yourpartnerinlaw.com and find the elder law or estate planning course that's best for you. You can register for both events by going to yourpartnerinlaw.com. yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Now back to Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorick on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH.
Hey, welcome back to Your Partner in Law. I'm attorney Rick Gregorick from the law firm of Gregorick & Associates, and I'm in with attorney Scott Ralston today. And we're just discussing a whole bunch of stuff, but we're really going to get into this planning for couples living together without being married or registered as domestic partners, because when you're married or registered as domestic partners, there are certain things at law that happen that don't happen when you're single.
This is one of my favorite topics. This is right up there with picking the wrong person to be your fiduciary in your estate plan among my favorite topics.
You know, Scott, you have these couple bugaboos, and the reason you have them is, darn it, they're so darn common, and they cause so many problems. It costs so much money.
I really shouldn't complain because, you know, it's a good living when people don't do what they're supposed to do with their plans, or they do bad plans. And it's great, you know, but I'm really all for avoiding the types of things that I have to deal with as a litigation attorney that deals with estate and family law issues.
Well, I kind of look at litigation very similar, you know, I tell people with estate planning, look, by going through and doing your estate planning, you're greatly reducing your probability of litigation. There's just no question about that when we look at these things.
Absolutely.
I mean, it certainly doesn't guarantee it.
Nope.
But the better job you do, even if there is litigation, if you've done a good job of planning, you can help shape the outcomes of that litigation. And like you say so often, Scott, this all starts with making sure you have a proper plan put in place that's up to date and current and has the right, I'm going to use the term actors, trustees, executors, personal representatives, agents, healthcare agents, all these players, actors within your estate plan are a critical component to it playing out properly. Hey, you know what? And we've got some articles on our new website that even address these issues. You know, what's it mean to be a trustee and a fiduciary and all these kind of things. So do check out our new website. And of course, while you're there, the hot tip of today, and it's a hot tip, this is real,
this is a big deal,
is August 18th is our big event for the year, and it's coming up at Meidenbauer Center, Bellevue. And that's going to be August 18th, Saturday, 9 to 2:30, half, three quarters of a day, whatever you like. You're going to have validated parking. You're going to get a wonderful free lunch and just all kinds of great speakers in all the different areas and topics of estate planning, elder law, such that we integrate all this stuff such that you can have a well-designed, well-thought-out plan based on education, based on facts, not based on gut and what I think I ought to do and things like that, but get the real facts. And the hot tip is today, go to rjglegal.com, rjglegal.com, click on events or attend an event on the website right there on the front page. And today, absolutely free to sign up. That's going to save you at least $25 a ticket, and your parking's included. I think that's about $12 to $15 right there, and you're going to get a really nice lunch from Meidenbauer Center, and they do a really terrific job. I know Scott's over there noshing down their sandwiches.
I definitely like their food. They make a great sandwich.
They do a bang up job. Class A facility, and you get to meet all these different folks. Tom Koch from Vestry Financial, and there's just a host of people that are going to be there giving you the education on things that may be dispelling some of the myths and some of the false impressions of reverse mortgages, long-term care insurance. Now, folks, there's scams and all this stuff, and we want to help you identify where there are scams, where there are things, you know, going on that, you know, they're purporting to help you, but boy, all they want to do is dig deep in your pocket. And so we'll, all those things are great. The other thing you can do on the new website, which is a new feature right there in the home page, is a great big yellow sticker that says request a consultation. So now you're, you know, rather than playing telephone tag and that kind of stuff, go ahead and do it online. You'll get into our system and we'll get you your free consultation all set up and ready to go. Lots of new features on the website. Check it out. And rjglegal.com. Don't forget the Estate Planning Learning Center, our blogs. Boy, lots of new stuff. Just you can, you know, spend a little time there because there's lots of educational events there. And so we're really happy to get those new services out to you and make things a little bit better. So, Scott, when we're looking at this planning for couples who are not having the benefit of marriage or registering as domestic partners, what are some of the typical scenarios? Now, we said earlier in the show, it's not just the young people. That's always
that's right.
Good. So, let's talk about the more mature.
Yeah, so there's the young couples that choose not to get married for whatever reason, and they move in together, and maybe they have some kids. That's one situation. We're going to talk next about that. Okay, we're going to talk a little bit about that because that's another situation where planning is definitely necessary. The second situation is the older couple. You got widow and widower type of situations, or divorced many, many, many years ago, and now that they're into their retirement, and they decide, okay, I want to live with this other individual, and they move in together. They're not married, okay. So what is their relationship from a legal standpoint, and what type of planning should they do under those circumstances? Because they need to have some conversations about what exactly is their legal relationship. Because under Washington law, we do not have what is called common law marriage. Now, we'll go to the side here for a second to talk a little bit about common law marriage.
You know one thing, Scott? This is such an important topic.
We're
coming up on a break. Okay. So I want to come back to this topic in Washington not having common law marriage, but what we have
instead. But the implications of it, though, other states.
And this is a biggie. About. Hey, folks, give us a call this morning. We'd love to talk with you about estate and elder planning or anything else that's on your mind. 888-973-5476. 888-973-5476. That'll get you right on air live with your partner-in-law. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's John Curley, and I'm here with Rick Gregorick. Rick, after attending a few of your events, one of the things that really stood out to me is how proper planning can really give you and your family and loved ones peace of mind.
It really does, John. At Gregorick & Associates, we are a planning firm, and my personal life experiences are what led me into estate and elder law planning. I've learned that through education, individuals and families can significantly reduce their risk and anxieties. We all face the likelihood of disability during our lives. A proper legal life plan can give you control of your care and the management of your financial affairs, and most of all, peace of mind.
Absolutely. The peace of mind, knowing that everything has been taken care of, is just so important. Schedule a complimentary consultation with Rick. He'll take the time to go through everything with you and recommend the best plan for you and your family. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
This is Michael Medved. Financial experts will tell you that you should have a plan in place for the high cost of long-term care. If your plan consists of using your savings to pay for any long-term care needs in the future, then take a moment to contact 525 Advisors. 525 Advisors are the local long-term care experts. They will show you how to set up an asset-based plan using a portion of your existing savings. Now, this way you maintain control of your money and you're guaranteed to get your money back even if you don't need long-term care. For every dollar you put in today, 525 Advisors will show you how to get $3 to $4 back in tax-free long-term care protection. Call 525 Advisors today to learn how you can put a portion of your savings to work and protect your family and the rest of your assets from the high costs of long-term care. Call today at 425-748-8188. That's 425-748-8188 and 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
Have you ever wondered what would happen to you or your loved ones or your business if you were incapacitated tomorrow or if you died prematurely? None of us plan on it, but not addressing these issues can be catastrophic to your finances, your family, and your business. Hi, this is attorney Rick Gregrick, host of Your Partner in Law, right here on Cairo Radio every Sunday morning at 8. Elder or estate planning is necessary for all of us, regardless of our wealth or lack of wealth. So whether your estate is large or small, you simply must have a proper legal life plan in place to protect you, your loved ones, and your business. For your free estate or elder law planning consultation, give us a call today at 425-284-3450. At Gregrick & Associates, my staff and I will take the time necessary to understand your needs and recommend the best plan for you and your family. Call us today at 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450, or go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
We return to Your Partner in Law on Seattle's Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH with your host, Rick Gregrick.
Hey, welcome back to Your Partner in Law. Hey, you know, I just wanted to give a shout out regarding the Special Olympics today. It's a pretty cool thing that, you know, Seattle's hosting that. And bringing awareness to that. I know, you know, we do a lot of special needs planning at the firm. And Ted Hansen, of course, runs that group and looking at that. And, you know, that's one of the toughest areas of law that we practice is dealing with disabilities, whether it's a child that's disabled or disabled adults, the emotions and everything in it. So I think this, you know, awareness of disabilities and that what the Special Olympics brings to that is really cool. So big day in sports today. We've got, you know, we've got the Special Olympics going on and, you know, right next door just about is the Mariners. Man, they're smoking. You know, we've got the fourth best record in baseball. And, you know, I was kind of looking at it. It's really interesting. If we look at the East, we got Boston and New York with 56 and 53 wins respectively. And then the next two best teams are out here in the West, and we've got Houston at 55, and we're at 53 games. So the top four contenders are 2-2 from each division, which really creates some unusual circumstances for the wild card spots. You know, it could be Boston, it could be the Yankees, it could be Houston, it could be the Mariners. Holy cow. Very exciting, though. We got James Paxton on the mound today, this afternoon. I think we've got a 1 o'clock or 1:10 game, something like that. So lots of traffic this afternoon out there. But go Mariners. They're what a great thing for our city. And it brings all that enthusiasm when the Seahawks aren't playing. So the Hawks will be coming up here pretty soon. So, Scott, we were talking about this planning for couples living together but not married or registered as domestic partnerships and kind of looking at the more mature types where they're widows, widowers, long-term divorces.
What I wanted to talk about just before I actually get into the planning itself and planning for unwed retired couples is how I want to say it, is the legal implications that can arise, the unintended consequences of living together. And what I started talking about before the break was that we in Washington do not have common law marriage. However, under the full faith and credit clause, we do recognize common law marriage from other states. So, for instance, Nevada has common law marriage. And let's say a couple meets in Nevada, they live together in Nevada for a couple years, and then they move to Washington, as retired couples often do. They move around. They go from, you know, one place to another because they have that flexibility and they have the desire to live elsewhere. So this couple moves here to the state of Washington, and they live together. But then things don't go well when they get here to Washington. One of them hates the weather. The other loves the weather, perhaps. And they separate. Okay. Well, because they lived in a state that had common law marriage, they're now in a situation where they may be arguing over whether they were married under Nevada law, and therefore Washington would recognize that marriage in the state of Washington under the full faith and credit clause.
So that's kind of an important factor. If you do fall prey, you know, and it may be falling prey, if you live in a state that does have common law marriage, and, you know, there's a lot of myths on which states do have this. For instance, it's a myth that California has. They don't, from what I understand. I'm not a California attorney. So these are all really interesting things. So, you know, this was kind of a quick segment here. So we're going to follow up on this when we get back. And your calls at 888-973-5476, Your Partner in Law. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's John Curley, and I'm here with Rick Gregrick, host of Your Partner in Law. You're listening to it right now. And Rick, after attending a few of your events, while I was just so impressed with how much I learned and the detail and the importance of all the information that you provide.
Well, you know, John, thank you very much for that. You know exactly why we do this. We've talked a lot about it. My own personal experiences really put me into this business. And what I've learned over the years is through proper education, developing the proper life plan for you is absolutely crucial. Regardless of your wealth or lack thereof, you need to have a life plan in place to protect you, your loved ones, and your assets in the event of your disability or following your death.
You absolutely do, Rick. And hey, if you're interested in attending one of Rick's events, go to yourpartnerinlaw.com or just schedule a complimentary consultation with Rick, and he'll take the time to go through everything with you and recommend the best plan for you and your family. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Hey, it's Dory Monson. I'm here with Brian Ott, host of Long-Term Care Radio right here on Cairo every Saturday at 7. And Brian, before signing up for a plan, I attended one of your classes with my wife, learned how passionate you are about what you do and how you love to teach people about the importance of long-term care planning.
You know, I really do love educating people, Dory.
Now, why is that?
Well, someone took the time to educate my grandmother about long-term care, which meant she got the level of care she deserved, but it also meant my mom didn't have to give up her life to be a caregiver. You know, Dory, it taught me firsthand that long-term care planning protects you and the people you care about most.
Yeah, that's exactly why my wife and I put a plan in place with Brian and why I recommend you do the same. Start by joining Brian at his next long-term care planning class and learn about the most innovative plans available, like the one I got. It's going to pay me back whether I use it or not. Don't miss Brian's next class. It's Thursday, July 19th at 7 p.m. in Bellevue. There are only a few seats left, so sign up today at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
Have you ever wondered what would happen to you or your loved ones or your business if you were incapacitated tomorrow or if you died prematurely? None of us plan on it, but not addressing these issues can be catastrophic to your finances, your family, and your business. Hi, this is attorney Rick Gregrick, host of Your Partner in Law, right here on Cairo Radio every Sunday morning at 8. Elder or estate planning is necessary for all of us, regardless of our wealth or lack of wealth. So whether your estate is large or small, you simply must have a proper legal life plan in place to protect you, your loved ones, and your business. For your free estate or elder law planning consultation, give us a call today at 425-284-3450. At Gregrick & Associates, my staff and I will take the time necessary to understand your needs and recommend the best plan for you and your family. Call us today at 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450 or go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Now back to Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregrick on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH.
All righty, we're back. Hey, I wanted to make sure I remind everybody, because I told at the beginning of the show, but maybe some of you just tuned in, the hot scoop of the day, retirement roundtables coming up on August 18th, Bellevue, Meydenbauer Center. This is our flagship event this year. It goes from 9 to 2:30, free parking, free lunch, a whole day of learning all the different integrated areas of estate planning. Hot deal today is go to rjglegal.com, rjglegal.com, click on events, and today it's absolutely free to sign up. So I really, really encourage you, if you've been waiting to come to this event or you just hearing about it for the first time, free is a really good deal for this one. It's going to save you some money because the regular tickets are $25. You can see that right online as well. But we did set aside some zero-cost free ones for our radio listeners here, and that will last only a short time. So right before break, we were talking about, you know, again, these planning for couples not living together, living together but not married, the more mature folks. And, Scott, you're just about getting into some of the challenges and things that
happen there. So my scenario very quickly was the couple that lived in Nevada. They possibly were common law wed in Nevada. They moved to Washington, and after some period of time, they separate. And the other thing that comes into play is Washington's law. So we have Nevada's law of common law marriage, and then we have Washington's law of the meretricious relationship. So we don't have common law marriage, but we have this other doctrine that is a court-derived doctrine that is basically a concept that the court came up with to avoid inequities, where you have a couple that has lived together for a long time, acted like a married couple, accumulated assets, and then they've split. They wanted to make sure that it was fair to the individuals involved in that type of a relationship, so we have this meretricious relationship. So people end up in these situations, and they end up in lawsuits. Young and old end up in lawsuits over these common law marriages or these meretricious relationships. And this is the kind of thing that we are starting to see more and more of with older couples.
Hey, Scott, isn't a meretricious relationship in Washington somewhat difficult to define, kind of like the court said pornography was? I know it when I see it.
There are factors that go into it. You know, the court looks at how the couple held themselves out, how they managed their finances, what commingling that they did. You know, it's kind of if it walks like a duck, it talks like a duck. I think it's probably quacks like a duck, but if it walks like a duck and quacks like a duck, it might be a duck.
It might be a duck.
Yeah, yeah. And so they treat it that way. And so there's no defined, you know, circumstance that makes it like a marriage where you have your marriage license, your marriage ceremony, and you're now married. Okay.
Well, and then that imposes, you know, when you get married, or you get community property benefits or rights or perhaps negatives, depending on your point of view of what's going on with community property. So in this meretricious relationship, they got this funny thing for it. What do they do there?
Quasi-community property.
That sounds scary, Scott.
And so, you know, again, and there's no maintenance, which is a distinction between marriage and meretricious relationships. There is no entitlement to maintenance.
So in other words, a judge would be able to perhaps divide up assets, but he couldn't have one party or the other pay the one any
correct.
What we call maintenance, which is kind of akin to alimony for
correct.
Black folks.
Correct. Right. And so anyways, this unintended consequence, what happens is you get, okay, now I'm going to really get into the scenario that is the biggest problem and the reason you really should be having some planning as an older couple that has entered into some sort of a form of a romantic live-together type of relationship. One of them becomes disabled. Here come the kids. Okay, this is where it starts to get real messy because now you've got the kids coming in and they are arguing over whether there is a meretricious relationship or not. Or one of them passes away. Here come the kids. They're going to argue over whether there was a meretricious relationship or not. And so what older couples are running into is problems when one of them becomes disabled or problems when they separate. So how do you avoid this? Well, you got to sit down and you got to have that conversation. What is our relationship? And once you have that conversation, then it's time to start talking to attorneys about what you can do from a document standpoint, from a planning standpoint, to put in place appropriate planning to deal with death, to deal with disability. Okay, because who is going to make decisions for one of these individuals in this relationship when they become disabled? Is it going to be the other individual in that relationship? If the planning documents aren't there, not necessarily so.
Well, yeah, and that's one of the big things we find, Scott. In fact, we've counseled clients over this over the years. Some take our advice, some don't, of course. But if you're in this non-married, non-registered domestic arrangement and you're living together, there's no law that says, well, your life partner is your power of attorney,
correct.
Kind of quasi-power of attorney right. By statute, like it does in marriage. It gives a priority of who gets to serve. So if we've got this couple, and let's say, you know, John and Betty, and they've been living together for a while, but Betty becomes ill, is, you know, John going to be able to take care of Betty and make her decisions, or is it going to be Betty's children? By law, it's probably going to be Betty's children.
Well, and that's really the question. So let's use your John and Betty situation. Is what does Betty want? Betty may want John. Betty may want her children. But the problem is without the planning documents in place, that is a recipe for arguing in the court over who should be making these decisions. And that is what the planning can do to resolve.
All righty. Hey, we're going to wrap up this segment and take a quick commercial break, and then we'll get back to wrap up the show. RJGLegal.com, Retirement Roundtable. Sign up today for free. RJGLegal.com. Click on events. That's the hot tip of the day. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's John Curley, and I'm here with Rick Gregorek. Rick, after attending a few of your events, one of the things that really stood out to me is how proper planning can really give you and your family and loved ones peace of mind.
It really does, John. At Gregorek & Associates, we are a planning firm, and my personal life experiences are what led me into estate and elder law planning. I've learned that through education, individuals and families can significantly reduce their risk and anxieties. We all face the likelihood of disability during our lives. A proper legal life plan can give you control of your care and the management of your financial affairs, and most of all, peace of mind.
Absolutely. The peace of mind, knowing that everything has been taken care of, is just so important. Schedule a complimentary consultation with Rick. He'll take the time to go through everything with you and recommend the best plan for you and your family. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Retirement. What does it mean to you? Has it changed as a result of today's economy? Are you worried about your future? Could there be stormy seas ahead?
Hi, this is Rick Gregorek, founder of Gregorek & Associates. We're a dedicated team of legal and tax professionals that can help you navigate your course for a secure future. Whether you're just thinking about your retirement or you're well into your retirement years, whether you're single, married, or involved in a domestic partnership, we can help you create your necessary legal and tax planning.
I am so glad I found one firm that can help me with all my legal and tax needs.
Call today for your free consultation. 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450.
You can also sign up for a partner-in-law event. Just go to yourpartnerinlaw.com and find the elder law or estate planning course that's best for you. You can register for both events by going to yourpartnerinlaw.com. yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Have you ever wondered what would happen to you or your loved ones or your business if you were incapacitated tomorrow or if you died prematurely? None of us plan on it, but not addressing these issues can be catastrophic to your finances, your family, and your business. Hi, this is attorney Rick Gregorek, host of Your Partner in Law, right here on Cairo Radio every Sunday morning at 8. Elder or estate planning is necessary for all of us, regardless of our wealth or lack of wealth. So whether your estate is large or small, you simply must have a proper legal life plan in place to protect you, your loved ones, and your business. For your free estate or elder law planning consultation, give us a call today at 425-284-3450. At Gregorek & Associates, my staff and I will take the time necessary to understand your needs and recommend the best plan for you and your family. Call us today at 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450, or go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
We return to Your Partner in Law on Seattle's Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH with your host, Rick Gregorek.
All righty. The hot tip of the day, of course, is retirement freedom coming up on August 18th. Maidenbauer Center, rjglegal.com. Sign up today for free. Hey, those tickets are flying off the free counter. If for some chance you get there and the free tickets say they're gone, go ahead and buy one and I'll refund your money, or just go ahead and send us an email that you found that the free one wasn't available. I'll make sure you get that because, boy, you guys are just, man, registering like crazy today. Awesome. We really look forward to seeing all you folks out there. RJGLegal.com. Go to events. Check out our blog, resources, all the other cool things on our new website. We're really excited about it. Scott, let's wrap this up on planning for couples together.
Planning.
Not
for,
with the benefit of marriage or registered.
Planning for the senior unwed couples. That's what we're talking about today. Planning for the senior unwed couples. So we talked a little bit about how this comes about. Then we talked about the situation where the kids come in because one becomes disabled. So how do you solve this problem? Well, you've got to get planning documents in place. And it is very, very important that you get planning documents in place because we talk almost every week about the blended family, okay? The blended family is the second marriage, third marriage, seventh marriage, where both of the individuals bring children to the marriage. It is even more difficult and more potentially problematic when it's a blended non-marriage, a blended relationship. So you've got to have your planning documents in place. What are some of the options that you have? Well, as a unwed senior couple, you can do a cohabitation agreement. Maybe you have no desire or intention of ever marrying. A good reason is because of those benefits. You got a pension out there. If you remarry, it's going to affect or get rid of that benefit. That is not unusual, and that is why oftentimes senior couples choose not to marry, because they do not want to jeopardize whatever the benefits are that they're receiving. So you can do a cohabitation type of agreement, separate property agreement. They're essentially the same, but what you're doing is you're defining in writing, through negotiation, through counsel. Usually each individual has their own independent counsel. You put together your agreement, you negotiate your agreement out, and you define your relationship from a financial standpoint. In addition to that, you can put together powers of attorney for decision making. Okay, and the powers of attorney for decision making can be for financial decision making, and they can be for medical decision making. Perhaps you want your children to make your financial decisions, and your partner to make your medical decisions, or vice versa. Or maybe you just want your children, or maybe you just want your partner. Whatever it is that is your choice, you can put together your powers of attorney for financial decision making and for medical decision making. And the nice thing is they can be different individuals.
And Scott, it's so important for folks living in this type of arrangement, and there's a lot that are doing that, is to really understand both the pros and cons of it. I'm never going to tell a client who comes in, gee, you ought to get married because you're not. That's ridiculous. That's not my job. But my job is to say, well, if you're not married, this is one set of rules. If you are married, here's another set of rules.
That's right.
And then there's this problem that there is some connective tissue between the two, which may be unintended or not really understood. And that's where the problems lies. It's on the intersection of those two things where they bang up against each other on community property versus quasi-community property and, you know, who might be an heir under a meretricious relationship. These are really big deals.
Yeah, they are. And they can be very, very costly if people end up litigating, which is why, again, we as a planning firm, even though I handle the litigation aspects of our clientele, and I also do the planning as well, but we want to steer our clients away from litigation. We understand the emotional toll and the financial toll that litigation can take, and these meretricious senior-type relationships can be extremely costly and emotionally damaging, because you're oftentimes dealing with a very heightened emotional situation because you have a disabled parent.
Yeah,
disabled
really
partner.
And Scott,
that is the situation that through the planning documents, and again, I'm giving you just a very, very, you know, bird's eye view from a long distance, what your options are, because it's really sitting down with an attorney and talking with the attorney about what your situation is. But what we can do at Gregorick & Associates is we can design and help put together a plan that will avoid a lot of these potential pitfalls and these extremely costly emotional and costly financial bad decisions or lack of decision making that results in these horrible situations.
You know, folks, what's interesting on Scott's practice, Scott handles what I call the contested matters in the firm, litigation in a variety of areas, family law, real estate, business, contested guardianships, things of that nature. And what's interesting on Scott's practice, and I think he's one of the very few people in our market that does this, and it's because Gregorick & Associates is a planning firm, but even as a litigator, Scott understands and talks to his clients during the litigation process as appropriate, and then post-litigation process, post-divorce, post any of these types of
business
things, about that estate planning. And for business owners, you know, so many come in that, you know, maybe you have a business entity, maybe not, but there's no planning, but no connective tissue, nothing that links together your personal estate planning with your business planning. And boy, we just get some unintended consequences. Hey, we're getting up against the hour. I wanted to just give out the hot tip of the day one last time, because I know this is a biggie for you, and the tickets are going very, very quickly. RJGlegal.com. Click on events for Retirement Roundtable that's coming up August 18th. and that's going to be from 9 to 2:30 at Maidenbauer. Free parking, free lunch, a complete day of learning. Nothing's being sold out there. Come on out and meet all the speakers and learn about all the different areas involved around estate and elder law planning. And, yeah, just come on out. We really enjoy seeing all you folks, and I know we just get really great reviews on this. So today the hot tip is sign up through rjglegal.com. It's absolutely free today. So, well, that's a great deal. Saves at least $25.
And it is a wealth of information. It runs from 9 in the morning to 2:30-ish in the afternoon. It is class upon class upon class. There's a break. There's a great lunch. You can meet some people, you can learn a ton of information, and you can get motivated to start thinking about what you need to do to get your planning in place.
Yeah, it's so important, and you know, I just can't wrap up the show without giving a go Mariners. They've won 6 in a row, their season high. They're playing the Kansas City Royals, and we got our ace on the mound, so we ought to put 7 in the books today. We also have the Special Olympics going on here. What a great event for Seattle to host and bring awareness to this critical issue of disabled children in America, and the Special Olympics are just great. So great shout out. We'll be back next week.
Thanks for listening to Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorek. Event info, newsletters, and Your Partner in Law podcasts can all be found at yourpartnerinlaw.com. To schedule an appointment with Rick Gregorek, call 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450. For more information on the show or to sign up for a free Partner in Law event, visit yourpartnerinlaw.com. Tune in next Sunday morning at 8 to Your Partner in Law with your host, Rick Gregorek. Simulcast on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH.